So we saw two main shittas in Betochen. There's many shittas in Betochen. We're talking about two main shiroshim of Betochen. You saw this. The one is the shitta that while Betochen, somebody reaches a level of Betochen, can expect that whatever he wants, he'll get. He's on a high enough level that in the schus of the Betochen, he will get whatever's magia him, not whatever's given, whatever he wants, even though there's a lot magia law. But the Betochen will, you have to see how that works. That's the first level, you get whatever you want. The second level, called Rashi's level, Rashi's Betochen, Tomin Tiyem Hashem Elokecha, that's that, not that you get what you want, whatever you get, you recognize it's for the good, and you're a good because you know it's coming from Hashem and a Kol Tov. So we'll see the Maaseh, these are two, these are based on Chazal. The ultimate shayish of this sugi is Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and Rabbi Shmuel, the Machloit is there, which we'll see maybe later. But he brings it from a very interesting, there's two geases in the Gemara. One Maaseh, but it's brought down with two slightly different geases, and this gives rise to these two approaches you'll see now. So I'm on Kuf Samach Dalet, and in the middle of the page there. Shtei HaShittas HaLolo Makoyim B'Sugya Achas. These two Shittas are brought down in one Sugya. Anishis B'Talmud B'Shtei Gersos. In the Gemara you have the same story, but two slightly different Gersos. B'Cheinem Divrei HaGemara B'Sech to Sanhedrin, in the Samach Zayin Amid Beis in Sanhedrin, it brings down the following Maisa. Hayi Yisata, David Kamahadu L'Shakla Afra Mitoisi Kriya B'Chanina. There was a certain woman, she was a machshefa, a witch, whatever you want to call them, and she wanted to take dust from under the feet of Rabbi Chanina and do mazik. To be maziki with, she did magic, whatever kishuf with this dust, and she wanted to harm Rabbi Chanina with this dust from under his feet, whatever that is, I don't know what that is. As Amala, so he said to her, "Imestaye zilavida, einod milvaber." What does that mean? So we'll see now. We'll explain what that means. But he's saying to her, if you'll be successful, so go ahead. If you'll do what you'll do, go ahead. Einod milvaber. So Rashi there explains, "Amachshef achas rotzes lekachas avam mitachas rabbi osher vilchanin kedai lasos mamaisa kashofin." Al kach amar Rabbi Chanina, im nistayem leticho. Im atatzlichi lasois li maisek sofim. That's it. If you're going to be matzliach to do your magic, your wizardry on me, as gezuntet, go ahead. Ein od mevode. See, it says ein od mevode. So do whatever you want. So claimer says Rashi, im amakim chofetz bi lo tichlarari. If Hashem is concerned about me, he's not going to let you hurt me. You can't hurt me. And if you will be matzlich in hurting me, that's coming from Hashem, and that's fine. It means whatever you do, I'm not dealing with you. You can do whatever you want. If you matzlich to cause me harm, so it's from Hashem, I'm a kabbal. And if that's not from Hashem, and if Hashem doesn't want me to get harmed, he won't let you get harmed. It means you can't harm me or help me or do anything for me. Cause man Hashem doesn't want. That's pshatin ein od milvado. Ein od milvado means that there's Hashem. That's the could be the source of the famous Nefesh HaChaim. If a person's holding on a level of Einod Milvada, no one can harm him or help him. Not this one. This is not really the source for the, because yeah, it says that you can hurt. But then that's the Ratzon Hashem as well. That's his Prat in Einod Milvada, not like Nefesh HaChaim. We'll see, that's the next type of Gemara. This version of the Gemara says is, you go and do whatever you want. Whatever happens, that's from Hashem. Because if Hashem doesn't want you to hurt me, you can't hurt me. And if Hashem wants you to hurt me, so then it's from Hashem. So then I need a coward either way, so I'm fine. If he gets to the Rabbi Chanina, he should lose him a chashay. So, ki afilo im hi tatzlech mi chashay, but he says, bach, you have to have a word. But kabla, the koshon Rashi, perech haposik, tomim tiye, ma she yovo lecha kibu betmimus. That's the notion of Rashi there, and tomim tiye, in Hashem ha-kecho, ma she yovo lecha kabu betmimus. Whatever comes upon you, you kabu betmimus, because you know it's from Hashem, and that's the best thing for me. Utchoinish Rabbi Chanina, after hitbate, mekach she yodeh, she gam im hi tatzlech mi chashay. Even if she'll manage with a kishchuf, with her magic, I call mimenis barach v'adav hu l'tavosa. It's all from Hashem, and therefore it's from a good. Never problem. It's fine. That's the version in Sanhedrin. Now in Chulin on Dav Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara changed the gears slightly. This is the Gemara there. Hayiti the Abi Kamahadu l'shakla afim itoy sekhed el v'chinim. Same story. There was this witch, this wizard, whatever. and she wanted to take dust from the feet of Rabbi Hanina to cause him harm. As Amar lo, so yeah, he said, Shkoil, lo mistaya milso. Do it, you can't be matzliach. Ain oed mevadiksi. You can't hurt me. It's slightly different, you yeah? It's not the same as the one before. The other one was im mistaya militicho. Here it is, Shkoil, do it, because you can't hurt me. Ain oed mevadiksi. If a gives a zoo, shuvoso ish Rabbi Hanina, he said, lo mistaya milso. You're not going to be successful. He ain't of Milvadik, because I know that it's all from Hashem. And he will tap a Kurash Boch, but Batafin Bobo, Ulachain, lo, that's Lichi, but Kashrecha. I know that it's all from Hashem, and my Batafin is clear, and therefore you can't hurt me. Batafin Zu, Batafin Yisiva Rishon Sheskana, this is the first level of Batafin that we mentioned. Zeb Zu, Batafin Vada, Shelo Yera Adobe Shememenu Animis Yare. If you show me, lo, Mr. Chilsa, I'm not worried about you hurting me because you can't hurt me because I have Batafin. And the token means I get whatever I want. I don't want you to hurt me. You can't hurt me. You see the two different approaches here in the two Gemaras with a slightly different gear set. The Kalim Beni Chazal, it's a Yalkut Shmoyni in the Hilim Perik Chav base. A Maisa Haya Bekisorin. There was a Maisa in Caesarea. Ayesham Ish Garu, Vayel Hashem the Medina, there was this big person then, a well known, famous guy, had a big name. Ayesham Ish Achid, there was another person. Vayeshem Ya Medina Oivrim, the soldiers, the police, whatever, the forces of the Medina went past. Motsu Achsanya Echad, Tivshu Amalein, Hanichoini. So, I'm not sure why this guy, if he's so famous, Ish Godel Hayy Vashem Abidin Vayy Ish Acher Vayy Shem Abidin Oivim Motza Ach Sanoi Echad Tavshu. I don't know why we need to go with the Shem and the Din. I don't know why we need all these people in the story. We just need the guy that got caught by the police. This Ach Sanoi Echad, they caught him. I don't know why we need in the story. Okay, but set up, let's just see what he says, yeah? We just need that the cops were going and they caught this guy and they were going to do not such nice things. So this guy that they caught, this vagabond or whatever that they caught, he said, leave me alone, I'm a ben bais of the melech. Hey, you're starting with the wrong guy here, you know, I'm got cash, I've got protection with the melech. As kiven shesham okein hanichoy, because they heard this, they let him go, they didn't take any chances. The Shomru Ad HaBoker, they kept him till the morning. And then they'll verify what this guy's story is. But Boker of Yeretzlo, in the morning they brought him in front of the king. Omru Lo, then Beischem et Sanu Emesh. We found one of your household, one of your close associates yesterday. Amalo, Mnei Atama Kiruti? The king says to this guy, there's nobody. He says to him, you know me? Amalo Lo, no, I don't know you. So then how are you Ben Bais? How are you my close associate? How are you one of my close family? I don't know who are you. Why do you say that? Why do you lie? This is like this provocation in front. Ask for indulgence, please, your worship. Any Ben Bais for? I'm not of the household. But I trust in you. I knew that if I didn't say that they were going to beat me, I had to do something to stop them beating me. And because I knew that if I would put my trust in you, you wouldn't let me down. You're my king, and if I put my trust in you, you wouldn't let me down. I said that you're a Ben Basi, you're from my household because I trust you. So the king said to him, "Bishvil shebotoch bi hanichoy, because you trusted in me, I'm a kabbal. I let you go. You're off the hook." Kach David Amar. That's what David HaMelech said. This is Yalkut. Obviously, I'm not sure exactly what this Yalkut, I don't exactly know, but okay, this part of the mice we understand. He called by the cops, he's going to get beaten because he's in a good mood, whatever. He says, well, you better not start with me. I'm part of the king. The king says, you're right. If you put your trust in me that I'll look after you, I have to look after you. So I'll look after you. I won't let them touch you. Kach David Amar, Elokai b'cho b'tachti. El yalutzi oivli. Because I trusted in you, don't let my enemies overwhelm me. It means only because of the betochen, not because I have any other source. David Melech could have said, Hashem, you know who I am, you know what I've done for you, you know what I've been through, you know, I've got a whole bunch of reasons why you should look after me and not let my enemies. David couldn't find anything. He just said, because I trusted you, please protect me. That's the vote here. What comes out of this that you just learned here is that even though a person is not worthy, even though he's not deserving, but because he trusted in Hashem, Hashem will take care of him. That's what Betochen does. When you put your trust in Hashem, then Hashem responds. Because of the betochen, not because of the other schiyot. If David HaMelech felt he had the other merits, he could have said, trust me because I killed Goliath, or trust me because I'm such a good guy, because I'm such a tzaddik, because... No. Because I trust in you, that's why you have to look after me, even though I have nothing else. If David had other things, he wouldn't mention them. He doesn't. He only mentions, Yishvil shebetachti boch. So now we have to understand, why is it like that? Why dafke through the betochen? Do you get the Yeshua? Betochen is a mitzvah, but there's lots of other mitzvahs. Why dafke this one? Amnon yeish lidin b'shkita rishoy na'asavei yishay betochen nadir l'Yeshua v'atzolem. And Yisrael Yerushalem, adu ha'adim yikabel ezma shelo megielo. According to the first day of the betochen, why do you get something that you don't deserve? If you deserve it, you get without the betochen. But obviously you don't deserve it, so why are you getting it? Because of the betochen. If I said shuvah b'moshel, toich matala lishvoy sa'izim. This is a marshal, and it seems to be a very simple marshal, but it's a very deep marshal. There's a lot of depth in betochen over here, even though we'll see. Then I said, this is not our avoda, this level of betochen is not our avoda. But you'll see that there's enormous depth here, and you have to get in touch with this, not possible. The marshal is a very simple marshal, but the vote is a tiffa vote. To break the ears a little bit so we can know what's going on here. Little boy, 8 years old, 7 years old, he's a real shovav. And he's got this, he likes climbing up walls and jumping from high places. You know, he climbs up in the fridge and he jumps, he climbs up on the roof and he jumps. I'm sure you all know somebody like that. He climbs up one of the wardrobes in the house, very, very high, unusually high a wardrobe. And he notifies his father that he's about to jump off this oven as a modern sukkah, it's dangerous. So the father gives him a wall, he gives it to him and he screams, he tells him, you come down there now, you get off there now. He could get hurt, if you don't come down, you can hurt yourself. Child says, thanks, nice warning, I'm jumping. I'm jumping. He's not worried about getting hurt? No, why not? Because we makiris avosu shel avi v'alav v'yadeh avi lo yanech v'lipu u'lechabet. He knows how much his father loves him. And he knows that his father's not going to get hurt. His father will catch him. He knows he can jump. The matzav zeh lo natres brayu b'yadav. So now what can the father do? Let him fall? You know? He'll learn a lesson. You know? He'll break his neck, God forbid, and then he'll learn he won't do it again. So what's the father going to do? Megodol nachmanus, al b'noi. Elit karev samach alav l'tavu b'zroesah. So what does he do? He goes over and whatever, either takes him down on his shoulders or he catches him and he jumps, whatever. It doesn't mean that after the father's brought the kid down, he catched him, he caught him, he made him safe, whatever. It doesn't mean the kid's going to be punished. The father told you not to do dangerous things. The father told you to come down. You didn't listen. So he saved you because you trusted him to save you. What's he not going to save you? But it could be that there's still a punishment afterwards. Why is it there? Need to learn this thing in a betochen. You need to protect Hashem. She asked to do it. That's the first level of a betochen. A Jew that trusts Hashem, that Hashem will do whatever is good for him. The great love also Hashem alone, because of the enormous love that Hashem has for me. Lo yaniach lo lipul. You're not going to let me fall. Ele yiten lo is kol Hashem shov. You give me whatever I want. So the ikvah zoyz who mezniach is darker ishtadlus. Now he's like a little child. He's telling Hashem, give me whatever I want, even though what I want may not or kach be good for me. He's walking away from the normal ways of ishtadlus. Kach gam kan b'schus ha-betochen, Hashem b'chtol oto. It will save him because in the schus of the betochen, you trust me, I'm not going to let you fall on the floor and hurt yourself. But it could be that you're going to pay a price for that. You're going to pay a price for it. Why were you climbing on the cupboard? Why did you trust me that I would take care of you when you're doing what I told you not to do? So the betochen can be matzil you from the nezek, from the damage. They'll give you what you want, but you might have to pay for that. That might come in at your merits, it may be an onesh, whatever. That we'll see. Okay, so that's, we're going to be working more with the other level of betochen, so he's going to leave off that level for now. First, we have to answer another question, which I said, and that's Hashem, we'll get to the Meshach's Chochmah, we finally got them, but someone's above. There's a question that anybody starts learning betochen, you start making any serious study of betochen, you'll see that it's very hard to know how you reconcile all the different shittas. There's so many different approaches and shittas, and some of them are mutually exclusive, and we'll see, Mitzvah Hashem, now the Meshach's Chochmah grapples with this problem. It's a more and more and very important Meshach's Chochmah. You'll see why betochen is such a personal thing and why it's such a difficult thing. In every other area of Torah, there's machlokes, there's different opinions, but at the end of the day, we have a psak. You get told, this is how we paskin. We paskin, and you know what you have to do. You see, betochen is not psak. No one tells you which betochen is right, which way to go, where to go. No, you all, there's 50 different approaches, more maybe, I don't know, whatever, of betochen, and you're left on your own. So now what do you do? Well, that's a big mistake, not posh, especially with people who don't like thinking for themselves. So let's see. This is a very, very important Meshach's Chochmah, Ma'od Chashuv, and that's what we'll Meshach Hashem for. We'll end with that. Okay. Ein Sofit Shemadregas Abatachan Defiashita Ashniya Nechshevus Namadregi Chassidus Gevur Yoysa Vina Yudi Yoymed Alpashit Toch Nishalus Tashayla. So now, there's no question that Rashi's level of mentions yesterday, Rashi's level of betochen is a much higher level of betochen. Getting what you want, because you have betochen, that's a much lower level. It seems that it's a much higher level because, wow, I'm at such a level, I can get whatever I want. But it's a much lower level because not getting what you want and accepting whatever you get as being good for you, even though you don't really feel that it's good for you, that's a much higher level of betochen. And I think that's poshut. So the question is, Yudi Oymed Al Pashat Dov, Shalos Hashala, Ketzim Yair Lamaisa. So there's two approaches to betochen. They're both valid. They both have Vishoinim, Amaroim, they even have Tanoim Al Yimis Moich. And so how do I conduct myself Lamaisa? So open up Shulchan Aruch, the Yilchus Betochen, and see how we pass it. Ain't the Vak is there. If you don't have that. So what is the point of what is correct? Chazal, don't give us any indication. Not Chazal, not the Rishonim, not the Poiskim. No one gives any indication what the correct derech in betochen is. There are all these multiple shittas and approaches and stories. And no one tells you how to conduct yourself. No one. You're left on your own to decide for yourself and how you do that. There's nowhere else in the Torah do you do that. As in the Meshach's Chochmah, in Vorim, Perek Yud, Posuk Chaf, Ala Posuk Ubo Tedabek, on the Posuk of them, to Hashem you shall cleave. Itaka Lafshai Bezu V'yeshev V'yeshev V'zeh L'shem. The Meshach's Chochmah asks this question. How come we don't see any psakim, any hadrocha, on which derech of betochen to choose? And he answers like this. Amnon adaiti mitzvahs pratis. Wow, what a loshen. Maybe you see this anywhere else. He says, it seems to me, this is a Meshach's Chochmah, this is a mitzvah pratis. This is a personal mitzvah. A very private thing. Choleres kol anshei umah. Includes every person in Klal Yisrael. Every yid has this problem. Kol echad lefi erechoy. Each person according to his level. Them, or not necessarily his level, Erkon means his value, means where he's holding. It could be today one thing, tomorrow another thing, it changes. That's why in the Torah you don't find any specifics, yeah, only Ramazim. Amazing thing. the Yesod HaYesodus of Kol HaTorah is the Tochen, and you see in the Torah, Lo Maklum, the Torah just says, cheers, thank you. The Torah just says, Ramazim, it's all just hints, illusions. This is different types of betochen. David says, "B'Hashem b'tachti, Yisrael b'tach b'Hashem." Fine. What does it mean? What does it mean b'tach b'Hashem? You should explain it to me. No one explains anything. So says the Meshech Chochma. There's different types of betochen. There's a betochen amu b'tach b'Melech Shidai d'Machsorim. There's the betochen that a nation has in the Melech that he'll take care of them. They'll provide them for what a king's supposed to provide people for. There's betochen TV. There's the natural betochen that a woman has in her husband, that he'll take care of everything she needs. There's a stronger betochen that the son has in his father, if his father's the king. Or even if the father's not the king, he'll worry for him and concern him and do what's good for him. Like he takes care of himself. All these manifestations of trust, we trust in all these different people with different parts of our believing dynamic. We believe with different koichuses. One's mesoira, one's natural, stronger natural tendencies. It's all in Hashem. Hashem has all these aspects. Hashem is all these things. He's our father, our mother, our sister, our brother, our everything, our king, who are called. And therefore, all these different types of betochen are relevant to Hashem. We'll be sibus ha'imuna ki Hashem dovuk li nivroyot. In the root of what's imuna is that Hashem is dovuk to His creations. Hashem is with us all the time. La'achin len tarfon v'tochen la'gen aleim mi'ham gavre v'acholi v'ed v'inoni ma'bidrosh. Hashem is there taking care of all our needs, taking care of all our lack, protecting us, looking after us from everything. Hashem feels for you and cares for more than you care about yourself. He's out there taking care of you more than you take care of yourself. As the Navi Yeshaya says, you must know when you're in tsar, you're not alone. The tzai you're feeding, Hashem's feeding as well, whatever that means. That's what it says here. And he's the Balei Yechodes Kulam. He is all the power and all the koiches, the only true one, the eternal one. Hashem has all the koiches forever. And he knows everything about us. He knows all the hidden thoughts, all the depths, all the mysteries, the different gilgulim, the where, the why, what the tachlis is, where you're coming from, where you're going, everything. He knows what's good for you and what you need. Therefore, he cares about what's good for us more than we care about it, what's good for ourselves. Therefore, a person can sit tranquil, secure, quiet. And not do anything that he needs to do. Rak lamashi tilu ala nivrayim gzeres habayis b'chshmoy. Only he does what the Kodesh Baruch Hu tells him he has to do. Kamoshe dibe baruch ha'chosid b'shara b'tochen. As the Shara b'tochen, Aled lamaisa, spends a long, long, long time talking about all the different hishtadlises and all the things a person has to do and why he has to do it. But if a person has the correct b'tochen, he can sit back and do nothing. Absolutely nothing. I mean, the Shem told you, you have to do certain things, so what you have to do, you have to do. V'zeh inyan nikra bodi dobek, says the Meshech Chochma. That's what it means to be cleaving to Hashem. Even sheyitzura Adam, shu dobek lahashgocha al yonah mehashem yisbarach. Since this person sees he's connected, he's formed, that he's dobek, that he is connected to the hashgocha al yonah mehashem yisbarach, he has shaykhis to that השגוח אליונה, הוא מכיר שמריש ברוך בעין אב יויסי מה שמרגיש אדם בניונב, סורי, הוא מרגיש השם יסברוך בניונב יויסי מה שמרגיש אדם בעצמא, and Hashem feels and cares and takes care of him, all his dealings, all his matters, more than he takes care of himself. And Hashem wants you to be matzliach more than you want to be matzliach yourself. Hashem says, because I knew your pains, I knew your problems. Person is secure, tranquil, he's not worried about anything. Nothing worries him. What is his koyach in the face of Hashem's koyach? Who's dovuk to him? Hashem's with him all the time, taking care of him. Man, so you're gonna have more power than Hashem. V'ze nikra dveikus. Says Mashmot, that's called dveikus. V'hi mitzvah koylelus bebechinas shoynes lekol anshei uma ad kan b'shoyn. This is a mitzvah that includes all the different aspects to all the different people in the nation. So what's he telling us here? So let's try and see and explain how we'll start it, and we'll finish tomorrow. It says like this, V'edvorov, this is what the Meshach's Chochmah is saying. Mitzvah B'tochen B'etzim Keshet V'ekiz Amitim Avoyda. What is Prophet B'tochen? It's the deepest relationship you can have with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's V'ekiz Mamash. The Hashgocha El Yoina is Yah with me now. It's El Yoin. It stays above, it's still above, but it's with me now. Dovuk to me now. Hashem's taking care of me now. Yeah, it's with me, yeah, now. Winin ze yefshele tet horom ad yeh keshov ala kol echad. This is a very personal, private relationship, and therefore you can't give explanations specific to each person. Shavidus betchene shaladim hi kefiminus dvei kuse. The betochen is directly related to the dveikus. The kol echad lefum daga delay, the shiuri delay. Each person according to his level and amount of dveikus. Whatever dveikus means, I just don't know what that means. We'll see. Needs a lot of work. But it means it's knowing that the Hashgacha Yoina is yeah, that Hashem is yeah with me now, taking care of every little thing. Tarech Retroich and Mitzoy is dagas dveikusa, the way the key dagas dveikusa kach yoicha liftoich boi. According to the Dago of Dveikas, the Yiddish Hashem, that extent, you can have Dveikas, you can have the Tochen. So I can't tell you how to do that. I don't know what works for you. I don't know what you're holding. I don't know anything about you. You have to work it out yourself. Same as you can't tell a husband and wife if you can't behave with each other. They're all different. Each person's different. Each zug's different. They like different music. They dance to different tunes. When you tell the guy, buy your wife flowers, she hates flowers. But you have to learn the game. That's what we saw in Shana Rishonim, in Chayla Gimel. Shana Rishonim is when you have to learn and develop your own script. Yeah, no one can write your script for you, you have to write it yourself. Obviously, Torah tuned, you have to see where you plug into the Torah's levels of the Kocher. You don't make up your own Kocher now, there's plenty to choose from in the Torah. But which one and how and when, so you can't decide, no one can tell you. The Yesabil, the Kivan Shekesha Dreka Shilani, you know, Boda. Oh, so yeah, he brings it down. You can't give a ball. So what you said, it's the worst thing you can do to a couple is to tell them exactly what to do. Not every moment's the same, not every situation's the same. There's different changes. You have to learn how to deal with it yourself. Obviously, you have to give them the principles. Person has to have the basic principles, and he has to, with his own das, work out how to apply those principles to his unique situation. You can't hand over dveikus nashem to each person in a klali. You're going to give a share to everybody, and this works for everybody. Yeah, you just listen to me, you do what I tell you, everything's going to be fine. No. Kol echad hu yochid balomoy, hu akala ha-yechid ha-shalem esperach, we all yechim. We have different backgrounds, different pasts, different chiras. We're all very, very different. We're the only color, the only son of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. L'chein yevshel ha'oris lo ka'etzel linoi, we can't tell you how to conduct yourself. Akeshim bo'i ro'ilam hu ishi v'prati. The relationship you have with Hashem is very personal, very unique. V'kol echad tzarech le'etrech l'hapes ba'atzma is madrugais ha'ishis v'kesha v'dreitus el'ayis bo'o miyom liyom. Each person has to find his own unique kesher, what resonates, what connects, what's the right often for you right now, and to work with that and to grow with that every day. On Shabbat Shalom, we will speak about this more, but I just wanted to get the Meshes Chochma out. Ma'od mod chashuv that you understand the Meshes Chochma, that you can't, I can't tell you how to do this because I can't, because it's different for everybody. Okay, so that's it for today. Meshes Hashem will carry on tomorrow. Tonight, 9 o'clock, is that a shame? If you're interested, I hope you got the email. It's a different